The Head Bakken Report, produced by the Bakken Experts, head companies founded in 1945.
This week's guest is an integral part of a very fast-growing publication called the Williston Wire. Barb Peterson joins us from the Head Companies. This is the Head Bakken Report.
Hear the latest news from Bakken newsmakers. Subscribe to the Head Bakken Report podcast on iTunes at headcompanies.com/podcast.
From the Head Companies, Dickinson, North Dakota studios in the heart of the Bakken, this is the Head Bakken Report podcast for the second full week of November 2014. The Bakken rig count stands at 188, and West Texas Intermediate crude's being traded at $77.18 a barrel at press time. We'll be back in just a moment with Barb Peterson of the Williston Wire on the Head Bakken Report.
If you need workforce housing in the heart of the Bakken, Amber Hills Lodge in Wofford City is the answer. Amber Hills Lodge has private suites, kitchen, and on-site laundry, DirecTV with NFL ticket, high-speed internet, and more. There are long-term and short-term leases available. Amber Hills Lodge, conveniently located 1 mile south of the latest grocery, retail, shopping, and restaurant development in Wofford City. For more information, go to amberhillslodging.com or call Jackie at 605-336-2111.
For the finest in luxury living, the Minot North Highlands Apartments and Villas welcomes you home. Minot North Highlands features spacious furnished corporate housing with underground parking, a 30-seat movie theater, a large swimming pool and hot tub, plus a basketball court, fitness center, and a family playground complex. Minot North Highlands Apartments. You know you have arrived. For information, call Jackie at 605-336-2111.
Waiting list now open for 2014.
On today's Head Bakken Report, we get in touch with Barb Peterson with the Williston Wire. Barb, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little background on, first of all, yourself. Are you originally from the Williston area?
Actually, no, but I am a North Dakota native, born and raised in Jamestown. And I've been out here, though, half my life. So I've been out here since 1991.
So what you're saying is this recent cold snap is nothing new to you, right?
No, but it does seem a little early this year reason. But, yeah, no, I'm used to the cold.
Give us a little background on the steps that led up to your position at the Williston Wire.
Well, when I came out to Williston in 1991, it was to work at the local NBC affiliate, KUMV-TV. And I worked in the news and then later in the sales side of the broadcast industry. And then when things really started happening here in Williston around 2008, 2009, started kind of wanting to get back into the journalism side of things from sales, and an opportunity came up here in 2010 to come to work at economic development. And, you know, we always call Williston the epicenter of the Williston Basin oil play, and economic development is definitely at the middle of that. And as a journalist, it was just a great opportunity to be at the ground floor of what was happening here, and I've just loved every minute of it.
Yes, and we'll get to the Williston Economic Development Office here in a moment. Now, first of all, for somebody who has never heard of the Williston Wire or they're new to the area, explain what the Williston Wire is and what it is you do.
Well, I think it originated roughly about 8 to 10 years ago. It was a brainchild of Tom Ralstead and Jeff Starling with Dawa Solutions. And really, it was a way to share information with potential investors, bankers, workforce now is a big thing. But to share with people what was happening here in Williston, how we were preparing for it, you know, really initially educate people on shale oil and hydraulic fracking. And, you know, each year it's kind of shifted a little bit, but all of it really stems from what's happening in the oil field.
Right. You mentioned the Williston Economic Development Office, who manages the Williston Wire. Talk about the working relationship you have with Director Sean Wankel and others at the Williston Economic Development Office.
Yeah, well, Sean is our new director, incoming director. So, he's a great supporter of the Williston Wire. And, they give me a lot of leeway with what I do. But if there's something happening on the city side here, then I may not be in the meetings on. They certainly help me get in touch with what's going on. And we try to be the lead on any kind of city happenings, whether it's downtown construction or groundbreaking or new retail, of course, is a big thing everybody's hoping for at this point.
I believe Sean mentioned that in our last episode of the Hegbakken Report. Now, does your office receive inquiries from individuals that are considering moving to the Williston area? And if so, what do you tell them?
If they're looking for a business, a lot of people will utilize a small business development center. They provide free business plans, and Keith Olson over there really has the best grasp of what properties are available, what you need to do to cash flow, the relationships with banks, and that kind of thing. Just people looking for jobs, we advise them, first of all, if you're coming here and don't know anyone, to have a place to stay. And of course, that's extremely important when the weather dips down where it is right now, because you really want to make those arrangements. Even though we're a few years down the road and there are more hotels available and there are more apartments, just to make sure that you've got that covered before you get here. And then also we advise them to check out with Job Service. We do have a Williston office here, and that's they're kind of the main hub for job openings, and that's just a one-stop shop to find out what's going on and what kind of openings and what kind of skills they have and what job employer is looking for their something that might work for them.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm considering setting up a business in Williston, North Dakota. What do you recommend I do to get information on Williston? Basically, everything you just said, is there more?
Well, what I wouldn't do is call our office and say, what do you need?
Okay.
We get a lot. I think everybody in town gets a lot of those calls. Well, I'll do anything. What do you need? And we still have so many, 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 many needs. I mean, it could be anything from dry cleaning to grocery stores.
Are you still in need of housing also?
Yes. We are seeing more single family homes coming online, which is something we've been hoping for, and that will help attract more families, more permanent residents to the area.
And we have much more with Barb Peterson of the Williston Wire coming up on the Hegbakken Report.
Whether your needs are long-term or short-term, Green Door Business Condos and Self-Storage in Watford City has just what you're looking for. They're open 24 hours a day and are a fully gated premises with cameras and climate-controlled units that will put you at ease that your office and storage items are safe and secure. Green Door Business Condos offers high-speed internet, training rooms, conference facilities, garage and storage yard for your equipment. Give Kelsey a call today, 605-336-2111, and find out about their great rates and availability. Get on their waiting list now for the end of 2014.
Are you looking for apartments with luxury, location, and convenience? Then check out Watford City's newest addition, Auburn Ridge Apartments, located off Highway 23 in the Hunter's Run Master Planned Community. Auburn Ridge offers all the amenities of comfortable living in the heart of the Bakken. Auburn Ridge offers studio, one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom units with on-site laundry, direct TV, high-speed internet, exterior decks, private and paved parking, and the options of furnished apartments. Auburn Ridge will have you feeling at home in no time. Auburn Ridge is now leasing apartments for December 2014. Contact Kelsey at 605-336-2111 to find out about leasing options and pricing.
Our guest today on the Hegbakken Report is Barb Peterson with the Williston Wire, which is managed by the Williston Economic Development Office. Are you aware of any more new businesses planning to locate in Williston at this time?
We know of a couple of major jewelry stores that are coming. We've heard of some pizza places, possibly a motorcycle dealer. You know, the rumor mill is
yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's pretty active here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we are seeing now that Menards is coming. CashWise is expected to build another larger building. We've got lots and lots of restaurants to meet, you know, to provide a sort of a quality of life for the laborers and et cetera. So yeah, we're seeing more and more retail. I suppose now that it's getting cold, things might slow down a little bit again until the spring.
You know, last night I was at a chamber mixer in Dickinson, North Dakota, that was hosted by Mid-Continent Communications, whose general manager is a friend of mine by the name of Tom Simmons. He brought up Tom Rolfstedt, and I just was so impressed that, you know, that he would bring him up. That tells me a lot about Tom. And, you know, he had a long career at the Williston Economic Development Office. What was it like working under Tom Rolfstedt's leadership?
Of course, Tom hired me. I knew he and I both came to Williston about the same time. He had been in Bismarck working for the state, and I was just starting my career out here. But so I've known Tom for quite a while. He just has such a way with people, and I think that's one thing we heard at his retirement party was that no matter who he meets, he is able to identify and make a connection with people, and investors have really responded to that, and he's a great listener. He has tons and tons of information. He's a news junkie, so he really is well-read and is very knowledgeable about what's happening here. And then as a lifelong resident, you know, of course, he has lots of stories and anecdotes and things to share with potential investors and entrepreneurs and business owners. So he's been great. I, you know, I've learned so much from him, and he's been a great boss and a good friend, too.
Tell us about the weekly process of what stories make it into the Williston Wire, Barb.
Basically, that's probably the, you know, production side of it, like somebody who produces a 6 o'clock news or a daily newspaper. This happens to be a weekly. So we kind of go through the different newspapers and online sources that are covering things in our area, and basically, we're trying to find stories that are going to help attract people who'd like to work here, people who like to start a business here, people who would like to invest in this area. So we're always trying to look for stories that further explain or provide more information about what's happening in our neck of the woods.
I would assume you rely on your journalistic instincts in prioritizing the lead stories?
Definitely. And if there's one thing I've learned over the years is that, you know, 15 people could produce this and it would probably be done 15 different ways. But we try to pick the stories that would the widest audience would like to know about or read about. And in addition to the ones geared to kind of the economics of the area, we also try to impress upon people the quality of life, whether it's fishing, hunting. Of course, we're heading into the holidays now, and there's a lot of activities and a lot of opportunity to give back, because a lot of people are doing quite well and would like to be able to give back to their community as well.
As the Williston Basin and the Bakken oil fields grew, could you say the same about the Williston Wire and its growth?
Right now we're right around 10,000, so it's continued to grow along with the population. And we've really gotten more involved with social media, using the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram now as well, to help promote not only the Williston Wire, but just the activity.
And finally, Barb, for listeners enjoying the podcast today, what's the best way that they can sign up for the Williston Wire?
Well, they can go to our website, which is williston.nd.com, and it's a free subscription. comes out weekly. It's an online newsletter, so it is not in print anywhere. So you do need to sign up electronically for it. And, it'll be delivered right to your inbox once a week.
Outstanding. We're big fans of the Williston Wire here at the Hegbakken Report. Yes, we love reading your stories, and it's always so exciting, you know, the growth of what's happening in Western North Dakota. Our guest today on the Hegbakken Report with the Williston Wire has been Barb Peterson. Barb, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
If you want more of the Hegbakken Report, you can subscribe to the Hegbakken Report at iTunes or go to HegbakkenReport.com. That's HegbakkenReport.com, where you can get all of the transcripts and audio for past newsmakers in the United States energy industry and much, much more. Follow the Hegbakken Report on Twitter at Hegbakken Report or on Facebook. Until next time, thanks for listening.